Have you ever gotten your name in the paper for a good thing? You guys ever had your name in the paper? You're afraid to admit it, huh? Well, what did you do? Go off and buy as many copies of that paper, right? Send them off to grandma, the rest of the family, friends. I wonder if that's what Philip and Andrew did. See their names in the gospel. You gotta have 100 copies made of this and send them to the grandparents. Because after all, Philip and Andrew are not mentioned that often. We've got Peter, James, and John, the first-tier disciples. Andrew a little more often. Philip is like a Hollywood extra. But today the two of them get speaking parts. They shine. And I love when we see the individual disciples come forth, because they each have their own quirks, their own personality. And I think we can all relate to the disciples, individually and collectively. I mean, how do we see them in the Gospels? They're bumbling along, trying to figure out what it is to follow Jesus. All of us gathered here, we are bumbling along, trying to figure out what it is to follow Jesus. We're on the way. We're making progress. But there's still more to be done. Just like those disciples. We see ourselves whenever the 12 are mentioned. And Andrew has a great question this morning. And I think it's a question that we can all sympathize with. What good are these for so many? Can you hear the frustration in his voice? Faced with an impossible task, how are we going to feed them all? Paralyzed by not knowing what to do or how to do it. We've all encountered that in our ministries, as we minister to one another, and we do minister. We minister to individuals, we minister to groups. Every person here ministers. Everyone here tries to bring the presence of God, the love of God, the peace, the comfort of God to others. Have a coworker that is struggling, having a horrible day. Minister to them. Family going through a tragedy. Try to bring comfort and peace to them. Trying to provide needs for large groups. Trying to feed, clothe those that are in need. We all minister. We all try to bring God's presence, love, peace, and comfort wherever we are. But I think we also face that question of Andrew. What good are these for so many? It's a feeling of inadequacy, an inadequacy of resources, not just money or supplies, but an inadequacy of time, energy, help, ability, lots and lots of things. We can feel like Andrew, lost, not knowing the next step, not knowing what to do, just feeling so inadequate in the situation. What good are these for so many? we can relate. Pay attention to what happens in the gospel this morning. The disciples are faced with a problem. But who does all the work? Who does all the heavy lifting? It's Jesus. He takes the loaves. He gives thanks. He's the one that feeds the crowds. He distributes to the many. The disciples are there to gather the fragments that are left over. It's important for us to remember that. Our ministries, various ministries, various ways that we try to bring God's presence and peace, comfort, love. Success does not depend on us. Jesus is the one that does the heavy lifting. He's the one that does all the work. All we can do is try our best. Let him complete the work. Let him be the success. Afterwards, gather the fragments that are left over.